David Hathorn, cheers for joining us on BBC Radio Lancashire this afternoon. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How good does it feel, having fallen at this hurdle last year, to be in the final this time?
Yeah, we weren't at our best today, and we can play a lot better than that, but I just said to someone, sometimes you got to win ugly, and we won ugly today. It wasn't a particularly great performance. I'm sure that the Harrogate maybe would have thought that they deserved more out of the game, but our defence was magnificent throughout. We're definitely under a lot of pressure. We were the better team at their place on Wednesday. I thought they were probably marginally the better team here today. Having said that, we missed a penalty. When you miss that penalty, you think, well, is it going to go against you today? But we hung on and played really well. So I think, as I say, it's all about winning. It's all about getting there, isn't it?
Is it the hallmark of a winning team? You've had lots of success here, that with a little bit left in the tank, you can get over the line?
Yeah, I mean, Ferriby a good side. I mean, they've done well. I fancied Boston, actually, to beat them today, or at least to get something out of the game. But they're a very good side. They beat us 3-0 at their place earlier on. Probably wasn't fair reflection. At our place, they also beat us, but we were the better side that day. But it's a one-off game. It's who turns up. You've got to take your chances. I think, by the looks of it, we're fully fit. We've no suspension, so no excuses. We're going to that game, hoping to win it.
You've had a vision for this club for a long time. The target, the 2022.
Yeah,
is one of the most encouraging things, the atmosphere and the crowd today.
Yeah,
people have come down and got behind you.
Well, obviously, when you the weather helps. When we get to our new stadium, it's going to be even better. But we've gradually built a fan base here. It's very difficult in this area. No public transport. We've got no parking. We've got nothing. But gradually, we've built it up. The atmosphere was great today. We've seen a lot of disillusioned Blackpool fans, which I have to say, it's really sad to see that they've had to come to us. I'm glad they're with us. We're looking forward to that and building on our fan base.
Is the only sting in the tail, perhaps, of North Ferriby turning it round, that you won't be able to host the final here at Kelmer Park?
Yeah, well, I mean, you always know that. We knew that when we finished. That's always. I think it's a fair system. If you finish second, you should host the final. We'd like to have done it here. It's our last game now. A bit of a sad day, really. We move on, but we go to Ferriby, and I think the manager always felt, whether it's here or away, it's a one-off game, and it's who turns up, isn't it?
And in terms of this place, sort of the swan song in terms of first team action, some fine, fond memories.
Yeah, it's Charlie now, so I'm sure you want to have a word with Charlie. But yeah, we've had some great memories. I was looking at some photographs last night. It was all started by Di. And I was looking at the photographs. It was just a field, when he arrived, and we've gradually added on, and it's a great little ground. We're going to keep it. A long lease on it. We're going to play reserves here. We're going to play youth team here. But it won't be the same. There'll be no more first team games. But having said that, it's not going backwards. We're going to a great place at Mill Farm, and I'm sure the fans will enjoy that in the future.
Last one for you for now. We'll let you go and congratulate your manager. But
yeah,
in terms of
Charlie,
the new stadium,
do you want to have a word with
in terms of the new stadium?
Yeah.
How much of an incentive will it be to play conference football, National League football in that stadium?
Well, it is massive. That's what we want. We want to be there. It's not the be-all and end-all. We've said that. You can't, nobody can do everything perfect all the time, keep getting promoted. But it's obviously important for us. If we're playing conference football, you think of the sides you're going to be playing against, some big sides in that league. And I think we can compete. But most importantly, we'll have the platform to compete with the ground and all the facilities. So it's going to be great.